This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be looking at idioms and phrases about travel, specifically that you can use when you go traveling. So I have 7 idioms and phrases for you to learn. So let's start with this one. To have a whale of a time. A whale of a time. Whale spelt W-H-A-L-E, like the animal, the whale. So to have a whale of a time means to have a great time, to have a fantastic time, like a holiday, for example. You would say, I had a whale of a time. For example, I had a whale of a time backpacking around Southeast Asia. The next idiom is on a shoestring. On a shoestring. Often we refer to traveling on a shoestring, which means that you are on a budget. You don't want to spend too much money. For example, we are traveling on a shoestring. So if you have any recommendations for cheap hostels, that would be great. On a shoestring, on a budget. Next is the bucket list. The bucket list. And this is a list of things that you want to do before you die. Of course, it's not only related to travel, but we often talk about travel experiences when we refer to the bucket list. For example, seeing Machu Picchu in Peru is definitely on my bucket list. What's on your bucket list? Next, to have itchy feet. And this means that you want to travel or do something different. To have itchy feet. You don't literally have itchy feet, but if you can imagine what it might be like to have itchy feet, you want to move, you want to travel. For example, I haven't traveled in a long time, so I'm starting to get itchy feet. The next one is off the beaten track. And off the beaten track is a place far away from where people live. Often it's much more quiet and peaceful and away from civilization. You might say, it's good to get off the beaten track if you want a more relaxing experience. Or maybe after a few days in the city, we decided to go off the beaten track for a few days. 2 more. The next one is to make your way back. To make your way back. And this means to return to the point of origin. Often you travel somewhere, you spend a few hours maybe climbing a mountain or exploring a new place, and then you decide to go back. So you make your way back. An example sentence, as it started to get dark, we decided to make our way back. And the final expression about travel is to hit the road, to hit the road. And this means to start a journey. And specifically, we're talking about quite a long journey. For example, we need to be there before the evening, so we will have to hit the road soon. Okay, so there we go. 7 expressions about travel. If you're traveling soon, maybe you can try to use some of these expressions whilst you are on your trip. So that's all from me for today's podcast. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. And also you can send me a message, an email, if you can think of anything that you'd like me to talk about in these podcasts. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you for another podcast next time.